This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Amazon, in addition to changing how we shop, has perfected a kind of parlor trick of not making a profit even though revenues are sky high. Yesterday, Amazon announced it lost $126 million in the last quarter, and the company expects to lose even more money this quarter. Well, investors weren't happy. They punished Amazon's stock today, dropped about 10%. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at just how long Amazon can continue losing money, hand over fist.
Amazon reported $20 billion in revenue in the second quarter, up sharply from the same period last year, but its costs rocketed, pushing it into the red.
That in and of itself is quite a feat, right, to be able to, you know, crank up the spending machine to that degree.
Colin Gillis is a technology analyst with BGC Financial. He says Amazon invests aggressively in many areas: e-commerce, its own smartphone, TV shows, and web services like document sharing. But Gillis and others wonder when Amazon, which has snubbed short-term profitability as a longer-term business strategy, is going to shift gears.
If they shouldn't be valued based on their profitability, what should they be valued based on?
Sucharita Malpru is a retail analyst at Forrester Research. She says other tech giants like Google and Facebook do turn in big profits even as they spend on innovation. Malpru doesn't think Amazon is doing anything too special with the money it's spending. For example, it heavily subsidizes shipping costs for stuff purchased at its website, a practice that's killing big box retailers.
I just think it's short-term stealing market share from your competitors in a way that isn't sustainable in the long term.
But RJ Hadavi, an e-commerce analyst with Morningstar, says Amazon is building a lot of brand loyalty along the way.
It's important to lock in those consumers and give them less of a reason to shop elsewhere.
Hadavi thinks that will pay off. But for now, Amazon is projecting more big operating losses, up to $800 million in the third quarter. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.